It's time.
Hi, you're on the ticket. No. Hi.
The emergency break of the week.
Wow. I forgot we weren't going to calls anymore.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
By the way, an EMOM is a relatively new term. It's an internet mother. Oh, I thought he was...
Oh, my God.
I thought he was serious.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Gordon still thinks that joke's funny.
I do. I laugh at that every single time.
I know.
Because it was Norm being funny for once in his life.
Oh, Norm's funny. I just don't know if he was then.
Just having a good time with you.
All right, it's 7:56 here on The Ticket. This is the emergency break of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Ticket Ticker Room, one Ty Walker, who we haven't heard from in a while. But Ty Walker, best known for sometimes getting off to a rough start in a ticker. He is an excellent ticker dude, but we all remember this classic, don't we?
I'm Ty Walker.
As it got started. That started the Ty Walker chicken movement that went so viral. I'm Ty Walker.
I'm Ty Walker.
No more TZ breaks, though.
Yeah, no more teases, but Ty had a hard time getting started with this ticket ticker.
Dallas Mavericks beginning a two-game road trip tonight against the Golden State Warriors in Oakland. Yeah, that's close enough. This ticker brought to you by A1 Air and Charter Communications, where Gronk was much worse. The first time these teams met...
Was he really close enough?
No.
At the start of that?
No.
The two-game road trip.
And because the Mavericks were going to the Bay Area, which is a bastion for the gay lifestyle, I wonder if that wasn't playing on his mind. It was a gay road trip.
It's always playing on his mind.
And is it T-W-O or T-O-O, the way he was saying it?
I don't know. Let's hear it one more time. Maybe you can tell.
Dallas Mavericks beginning a two-game road trip tonight against the Golden State Warriors in Oakland. Yeah, that's close enough. This ticker brought to you by A1 Air.
So it was two-game road trip for Ty Walker. All right, candidate number two is now a Hall of Famer. That would be the great Charles Haley, elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame this past weekend. Well, Norm had him on both before he found out on Saturday and after. After the ceremony, he dropped an S-bomb with Norm on Tuesday. But on Friday, he was so distracted that he forgot all about the fact that he was doing an interview with Norm.
Former star defensive end Charles Haley, who has two Super Bowl rings as a member of the San Francisco 49ers and three as a member of the Cowboys. Here he is. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Can you tell me how to get to Terminal 4?
Airport.
Hey, you there, my brother?
Charles.
Yes, sir.
Charles, this is Norm.
Norm, what are you doing?
I'm doing what I always do at this time of day. I'm talking to people, Charles.
God.
I'm talking to people, Charles.
Generic.
There's a lot of confusion going on there. That's Charles Haley up for an emergency break of the week. Now, I don't know if y'all heard about this, but we had an on-air hissy fit that was thrown down this past weekend. That one Mike Saroy, who, even during the Z-break, notes, I don't know if I've ever seen Saroy actually mad.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a happy-go-lucky guy, Norm's producer.
Usually he has to conserve his energy.
Yeah, just to make it through the day. And I never really see him getting upset. And especially when he's with his brother, Cash, that Cirque de Saroy show on Saturday. They're just a fun-loving bunch and never really hear him get ticked, but... There is a board op by the name of Travis who is running the board who felt the evil stare, glare, and then harsh words from one Mike Saroy.
Podcast, you can listen to your favorite segments again and again. Look for it on iTunes and Google Play Store. Hell, I don't know, man. Everything's stupid today.
All right. Dude, how about this?
Hey, guys. This is Rachel Starr, official porn star of Team Having Fun. I've pegged some Super Bowl prop bets that are sure to leave you totally satisfied. Go ahead and blow your whole wad on this one.
Huh. So why the hell doesn't music play?
There's no need to raise your voice.
I'm pissed.
I have no idea. Like we tested it.
We just tested it.
Because everything sounds stupid.
Yeah, we tested it, and then it doesn't play.
It was playing.
So you can't play any return cut. You can't play anything off the board right now.
Play anything for us.
You like those three Super Bowls?
I'm just saying. Like, don't you have a... Okay, so if that doesn't work, don't you have a default? You can just hit a return cut, something in a rotator?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just return music when we come back from break. Sorry, but how often do I get mad? Once a year? But, dude, I have, like, the audio. It sounds stupid if it's dry. Go. Super Bowl. Yay.
No, you go.
We're on time, at least.
I can't hear anything anymore.
All right. Here we go. Super Bowl preview segment.
Was that a good recovery?
No. All right, here we go.
Super Bowl
preview segment that he sounds totally not into because his anger has just flooded his bloodstream.
On a day where everything sounds stupid, according to Mike Soroy. So those are your three candidates. Is it Ty Walker Chicken, Hall of Famer Charles Haley, or an irate Mike Soroy? 888-787-1310. Please vote responsibly. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The Mavericks select a player off the waivers, but he's gay. I mean, he's blind.
All right. Thanks for the Cynthia Zagita reference. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for George's rusty antiquated penile implant.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's
George,
not a candidate.
You need to get that fixed.
Hello,
up.
You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote responsibly for the Cirque du Soroy
show, and I love you madly, Georgia.
See, there's that woman again.
Exposed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
Muses, yep. Gordon, Stan Andersky, Rubens, boss, give me Ty Walker. Muzzle, muzzle. Good thing.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Ty Walker and give a shout-out to John Quincy's broken pelvis.
All right.
Hmm.
Hello, you are on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Yeah, this is Juan Grande. I want to vote for the legalization of cannabis and Charles Haley.
Sorry. Cut him off
no,
there.
That's probably all right.
Yeah, probably so. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
My own FM American. Hello.
What?
Huh?
You're an American?
What do you want?
Am I on FM America?
Yes. You're on FM America.
Oh,
what?
Okay. I got three things to say. No, four. Okay, three. Give me Ty, J.J. Pierce, and You're My Mighty Men. Eat it, Gordo.
J.J. Pierce. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Anytime you start a description of a possible e-break winner with hissy fit, it has to be the winner.
Okay. Thank you, sir. It's a good way to vote. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
On the battlefield, there's a saying, never leave two gay polar bear wing bones behind.
Okay, all right. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who
I
wins?
Think that's a tie vote, by the way.
Oh, is it a tie vote?
Yeah, because he said gay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Ty Walker has won the emergency break of the week. Ty Walker with his first win in a long time with this start to a ticket ticker.
Dallas Mavericks beginning a two-game road trip tonight against the Golden State Warriors in Oakland. Yeah, that's close enough. Hey, this sticker brought to you by A Number One Air. I'm Ty Walker.
How many is that for one Ty Walker?
That is the second win for the flamboyant one.
Oh,
Ty's Jaron Heather Hayes.
Okay. Way to go, Ty Walker.
That'll go up next week.
The winner in the emergency break of the week. Yeah, you may be a candidate next week, Jerry. You just might be.